listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Marcus Crowder is a former arts and theater critic turned freelance writer. You can find a powerful profile of Amy Seward, the new artistic director of the Sacramento Ballet, in this month's Sactown magazine. Marcus has also been working on an original play titled A Candlelight Vigil for Peace. We talked about it when he was here last. I asked him to join us when the play was taking a more public form, which it is. So Marcus is back in the studio again. Welcome.
Thanks, Beth. It's great to be here.
So bring me up to date. Where are you on working on this project?
Well, we're having a staged reading for the next three nights down at Cosumnes River College Black Box Theater. And it's something that theaters do a lot, not necessarily in as public a forum as we're doing it in terms of developing the play, but the actors will be holding scripts in their hands. They'll be reading it semi-staged. There's lighting, there's sound effects, and it's not a play until you have an audience out there engaging with it. So we're really excited about having it all come together.
Two of the actors are in studio with us. Lisa Lacey, who plays Tess. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Glad to have you here. And Catherine Miller, who's in the role of Danny. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning. Hi.
So in a moment, we're going to hear a reading, but talk a bit about the storyline.
Well, it's about eight people who do not exactly know each other, but they're all coming together around the idea of putting on a candlelight vigil for peace. There is a woman and her boyfriend who originally have the idea. An older civil rights leader and his daughter who's involved in Black Lives Matter, two journalists who are going to be covering the event, and that's who we have here today, and two policemen who are going to be involved in providing security for the event. And the scenes revolve around the pairs of people for the first three-fourths of the play, and then the characters interact in the last fourth.
It would be easy to assume that the writing of the play has come out of what's transpired in Sacramento over the past year, but in fact, you started it before this time.
I had the idea for about 2.5 years, and sadly, it seems to be continually present and almost torn from the headlines, but I've had it for a while. Things that are going on continually to influence it, but it's been in my mind for a while to do this.
Well, why don't you set up the scene and let's hear a bit from A Candlelight Vigil for Peace.
Okay, well, Tess is a mid-career editor, and Danny is a younger reporter she has somewhat mentored. And Danny is having second thoughts about the career of journalism and how it works in today's world. And they have been covering an event, and they're having a discussion about what took place and their role.
Get something good?
I think so. What do you think?
Oh, this one is good. Look at that expression on her face. So much pain. Oh, God, I can't believe I just said that.
Why?
Well, we're exploiting their pain, aren't we? I know it's our job to report, but sometimes it feels like we cross a line. And then I think back to that guy just yelling at me, and I wonder if he's right.
You were doing your job. You are doing your job. I'm doing my job. It's our freaking job, for Christ's sake.
It's our job, okay, sure. But what exactly does that job even mean anymore? What does it mean to be the media? We're supposed to just stand there and write our notes and take our pictures and then head back to the newsroom?
Yes, exactly that.
Well, you know what I mean, though, right? We come back and you send some pics to Richard, and then I'm supposed to file my story, and he's going to pick the photo that he thinks tells the story but won't really piss anyone off, God forbid. And then he'll comb through my story and just edit all the life out of it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you know I'm right. Not a hint of opinion or perspective.
That's sort of the point, Danny. You're here to be an observer, to be neutral, to be a witness.
How can a witness be neutral? Look at this suffering.
This is what we're supposed to be doing, documenting. Besides, it's not like Richard will even know what to do with this. We'll be lucky if he lets me Instagram it.
That's it.
Well, that is a scene from A Candlelight Vigil for Peace. questions in that script that many, many people in the media have asked themselves and people outside the media as well. That is a new original play being written by Sacramento-based freelance writer Marcus Crowder. There are public readings tonight through Thursday. You're invited. They're free. And they're at the Cosumnes River College Black Box Theater. So you received a Sacramento Creative Economy grant for this project, and there are then criteria and expectations. What's the process for the play?
Well, part of it is that we are producing professional theater in an area of Sacramento where theater is not usually done. So we're trying to get it off the grid a little bit. We're also trying to get a different kind of audience into the theater to see it. And finally, to make it accessible to the audience, so we're presenting it for free, and the grant makes all of that possible.
So, Catherine, Lisa, yes. Tell me about working on this project and why you got involved with Marcus.
It's been fantastic. I was so excited the day that Marcus called to tell me about it and to invite me to participate in his creative process. I mean, that's kind of an actor's dream come true, really, to be able to have input, and Marcus has been more than welcoming, extremely generous with allowing us to add to the work, help to develop our own characters. And
you have the young, conflicted reporter role.
Right.
Was that difficult to step into, or did it make a lot of sense in the way he'd written it?
Well, it's funny. Marcus and I have had conversations in the past about our perspectives as people of color with things that happen in the community. And so I think a lot of this hits home with that. I don't know if he agrees with me, but yeah. So it's been interesting because I think that I see a lot of the conversations that we've shared in this dialogue with Danny.
Lisa, you're in that role of, this is how it's been done, this is what you do,
yes.
And this is why we're going to keep doing it.
Yes, yes. And I was really excited, and I am excited to do this project with Marcus. I've known Marcus for a very long time, and through my theater career, and also when he was the theater critic at the Beat. And so I was really, really happy to hear that he's taking other steps in the arts. And so the character Tess is very opposite me. So it's been a real actor's challenge and dream. It's always good to play someone that's different because it makes me go beyond my own thought process to gather backstory and information to develop the character. So I'm really excited about being part of the ground floor of Marcus's work and us doing it as a stage reading, and hopefully to be able to continue and do it as a actual show without script in hand and in a later time. So, and to see where it leads. It's always changing when you have a new work. And so it's been an exciting process.
When might you fully stage the play as a play?
Probably next year. It kind of depends on theater availability and the actors' availability. We had this sudden window in which Cosumnes said, the theater is available if you want to do it. So we kind of scrambled to get it together. And I have to say, in terms of the writing, that my friend Rachel LeBrock also contributed to the writing,
right.
And specifically in these sections, because she is a journalist. And as I was scrambling, suddenly thinking, oh, I have this window of opportunity to put this together because the theater is available and the actors were available. And thought, let's just do this, even though it's going to be a little bit raw. Rachel helped, and so I want to make sure she gets credit for her contribution in terms of helping to write.
So a few quick words about making that transition from longtime staff newspaper writer to freelance journalist.
It's without getting into cliches, it was just a great opportunity to still feel like I'm in the middle of my career, even starting something new and doing things that I never could have done this whole year, I've done things I never could have done if I was still at the Bee and had such great opportunities to write different things and to be involved in. I could have never done this project, for example.
Well, I do want to mention again your profile of Amy in this month's Sactown magazine. Had you known her while she was part of the Sac Ballet Company?
I did not know her at all. I just knew about her, and the more I looked into her, the more interesting she was. And then when I started talking to her, I just became really enamored with her creativity and talent and what it seems like she's going to be bringing to Sacramento.
I think it's an important piece for people to read to know how in demand she was becoming, how much a talent she's been growing, and then coming back to this region, what her presence will mean during this transition for the ballet.
Absolutely. When I talk to people around the country, people in New York, they were just, you know, she is really, really an awesome talent, and you're extremely lucky to have her. And I believe she's going to raise the bar creatively for all performing arts in Sacramento.
So we'll post a link to that article, which again is in the current issue of Sactown magazine. The black box readings tonight, there usually aren't a lot of seats in a black box, right?
That's right. There are about 90,
okay.
92.
All right. Well, that's space for people tonight through Thursday, 8 o'clock.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Marcus, good luck. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again. Really appreciate it.
That is Marcus Crowder, and the play is A Candlelight Vigil for Peace. The readings are tonight at Cosumnes River College in the Black Box Theater. Lisa Lacey, Catherine Miller, good luck with the project. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
There's more at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.